Chug.
Milkshake.
Yeah.
Milkshake is, it's, you know, but like when you want a milkshake, it doesn't matter. Like, no. The stomach ache.
Where'd you
like,
go?
I'm okay with it.
We went to Hop Dotty.
Nice. So like a gourmet milkshake.
Yeah. I mean, it was an Oreo milkshake. Yeah. but yeah, I was like farting in the car right here. I'm like, yep, I'm probably going to shit myself at some point during this.
That's episode. Good. Well, I have a candle lit for you.
Yeah. Perfect.
I'm looking.
It is very festive in here.
Yes, we're extremely festive in here.
Yeah, I don't know
how. Is this your doing? Is this Karen?
I'm not a huge,
this
like.
This was, she wanted to do it, so we did the Christmas Village thing yesterday.
Love it.
I'm not a huge.
You guys, when you were here for the Halloween knot party, you wouldn't have seen those. We finally got those things framed and hung up.
What's going on here?
Just the pictures above the couch.
Of just water?
Yeah, pretty much.
I like it. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I'm not,
you know,
a,
if it's like the surface.
We've
of
had those forever, we just never got them framed, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge pre-Thanksgiving Christmas decorations.
Yeah, me either.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We were just feeling it.
Yeah.
I don't know. She wanted to do Christmas Village. And then really, one is laziness because, like, we bring everything in the house. And then it's like, it would take more effort at this point to go and, like, hide it and put it away than it's going to be to just put it all out. So.
Thank you.
And this is kind of
Thanksgiving still hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, I take that point. Like, I feel like you
Thanksgiving
could,
erasure.
Yeah, you could and should wait until after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving deserves its own time.
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday.
It might be my favorite holiday.
I am not a Christmas guy.
Through and through.
I feel like Thanksgiving is mine because I'm the same way. I feel like they're the same, but presents and the things I just don't like getting presents.
You don't like receiving presents.
Yeah, I don't like because I feel like I have like a permanent like I hate this gift face. Like, no matter what you give me, I'm going to be like, oh, great. But even if I like it. Like,
even if you like it, people think you hate it.
Yeah, people think I hate it.
Yeah.
So, like, I just don't enjoy that.
Yeah. I think you have a hard time expressing emotion generally.
Yeah.
And maybe. Then, like, expressing gratitude or having to fake it or, like, having to fake excitement.
I'm terrible for
it. You just can't do it.
Excitement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then even if there's just no way that it's going to go well.
No. So that's why I like Thanksgiving because, like, to me, at least for my family, it's, like, basically the same holiday, like, you kind of eat the same shit.
Yeah.
Like, you get together and hang out. You watch football instead of basketball.
Yeah.
And
one of the only
soccer
times
this year.
Yeah, you're gonna get some. You're going to get some MLS on Fox on Thanksgiving Day.
You know what? And I was thinking the other day, like the fall is already, like, the best time of the year, like, for sports and just everything. I just love it. I'm extremely, like, fall, basic, everything. I even like pumpkin spice lattes. I like pumpkin spice shit.
Holy,
I like the crunching of the leaves under my feet. I love it. But I was thinking, like, having MLS playoffs now regularly in my life, 2 years in a row, don't forget, adds something to the fall as well, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What are we going to do when we don't make the playoffs?
I don't know. It's going to be weird.
May not have to worry about that for a while.
Are we suffering from success? Like,
I think so.
well, it's not I hard mean, to make the playoffs in MLS.
That's
true.
I feel like it's
like
not
a,
either, but I feel like we're also getting to the point where, like, players are probably going to get sold, which I like. Maybe we can get into that, but
I don't want to think about it. But yeah,
like,
I guess
Alistair,
this will be this. This might be the first kind of off season where we really see some turnover.
Yeah,
but I don't know. It's a shame. People have talked about that, but
do
like,
do you think we'll see people go in the January window?
I don't think it's going to be people that. Well, I don't think it's going to be like what normal people think will be go. Like, I think normal people are probably like, oh, Zimmerman and
like,
Mukhtar.
Yeah,
but like,
no.
To me, it's going to be like. Alistair
Johnson.
Yeah, Johnson is kind of a worry.
Yeah, that's probably it.
There might be someone
else. Randall Leao.
Sneaky,
like,
too.
I think Leao's still young.
I think, I don't know.
Like,
Johnson
so
is the one that.
I think.
Johnson is the one that might make sense to move.
Yeah.
For the club. Because, like, you could get a lot of money for him. Apparently, he has, like, a North Irish passport.
He has a Northern
Ireland
passport,
play.
We heard.
In Europe, and I mean, he's just on, like, no money. So, in lieu of having to, like, pay him, which they'd have to do, I guess, maybe this offseason, you know, you could just cash in on him.
Yeah.
Like, I bet that they want to bring Hani Mukhtar into the new stadium, like, as a part of, like,
it
the project.
It would be silly at this point.
You know what I mean? Like, everything has gone so well. I was thinking about this, too, the other day. Like, DPs that, like, don't hit, and, like, if your DP doesn't hit, like, that just really breaks the whole way that you try to build your squad in this league.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, it's great that he hit. And, like, this is, everything's gone swimmingly according to plan in the signing of him. And then I think that the next phase of it would be you would want to bring him into the new stadium as it opens up.
Yeah, I also made the point, I don't think, like, Europeans, not that I don't think, like, Mukhtar's values, I just, it seems like there's a trend now of just like going for like the young, not that Alistair's like super young. I thought he was, I think he's older than I thought he was, but
like, he's like 24
like,
maybe.
Like, yeah, Europeans are going for like the 18, 19 year old kids now. They're not like getting that like 25 year old MLS player.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of like, yeah, like the best players in our league that are like mid 20s, like moving necessarily. Like Almiron.
Yeah, we brought up Almiron.
One of those,
was like
but
one
since
of
then.
And Diego Rossi, but I don't think that was like a. I think he could have stayed in LA, but I don't think that. I think there was more behind the scenes of that than. Yeah.
Did he go back to South America? Or?
I think he's in like Turkey or something.
He went somewhere.
He's doing really well. But yeah, like it seems like right now it's just like getting the next young, like next Gio Reyna or next Tyler Adams is what people want.
Yeah. I don't know.
Brendan Aaronson.
It's going to be weird when we start to hear interest in people, though. Like when there start to be like rumors. But let's not worry about that right now. Let's worry about the daggum playoffs. Playoff pod. Paradise pod.
Yeah, there's going to be like these kids in the gold mine that like.
I know.
The gold
like,
mine.
I know.
What a name.
They're going to be like 18 really years old and like we're going to hear like Leipzig's interested in. John Smith from
some of the highlights that come out of like have you seen some of the clips of they look
they had the great Galazzo in a game right
there's been multiple I feel like it's the gold mine I don't know the idea of having I've said this before I think that hopefully this becomes somebody's thing like there's like a go-to like youth academy follower for Nashville because like I don't know if you follow like the youth academies of like Fulham or Chelsea but like that's a really fun thing about Tottenham is seeing like who's coming through. We've had some people break into the first team in recent years. Harry Kane obviously being one, but like other guys too.
I'm generally aware of them, but it's not something I follow. Like
it's fun. It's fun when you have an academy that, you know, is going to potentially bring in players into the first team and you can kind of follow them in that kind of like transition period. Like, will they make the bench for this competition or whatever? Yeah. That's fun. And that's something I've been looking forward to. And like, I think that, you know, that is also something that, separates some MLS clubs from others. Like
be cool.
The ability to produce.
It'll be cool, but it'll be weird because you'll be like, I'll be like 35 years old and be like giving a shit about this 13-year-old kid.
Yeah, like, it's like following college football recruiting.
Yeah.
Right. But even maybe slightly creepier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's creepier because they're younger.
Yeah. You're getting on their Instagram. You're like, oh, what's he?
Yeah. After like 25, I had to be like, all right, I need to stop following recruiting.
I know. Yeah.
But I mean, recruiting. It's a huge business. Like,
It gets depressing.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a hard time. Like with that, like I enjoy, like I love college football, I love college basketball and stuff. And like the recruiting though, I don't enjoy following it.
Yeah.
Like people get so into college football recruiting, they follow that as much or more than they like watch the games and stuff, which I get because it's correlated to like whether or not your team's going to be successful. Like I get how why you would want to follow it because it matters.
Yeah.
But I don't enjoy that. Like I like to watch the games.
I did for a little bit after graduating MTSU and because I took like my last senior year, I took like.
You were following like MTSU football recruiting.
Yeah.
Love that.
Well, I got into because I took a class, like a football, like how to play football class.
A football coaching class, right?
Yeah, class. Yeah. Because it was like an easy A. Like,
nice.
First day I went in there, it's like nothing but athletes. And I was like, okay.
You picked the right course.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, oh, it's like the people that just don't, that can't go to class. So they just take that to get a free A, which it was. But there was like a thing where they had to like, we had to learn about recruiting. And so I got really into it. And then like, I realized I was like, maybe just because it was MTSU, but I'd like be really excited about this 3-star. And I'd be like, oh, it's just, and then like 2 years later, I'd be like, this kid's like working at a car wash now.
Yeah.
And
it's like, all,
you
have all this knowledge in your mind of 2 and 3 stars that you were hoping would come to Murfreesboro.
So I gave up on it.
Well, I'm excited for the gold mine. I'm excited for the daggum playoffs. The playoffs are here. New reason to love.
They're coming.
The fall.
They're not here yet. We still got.
That's true.
Is it next week?
It was nice. We had a little time between the end of the regular season and the playoffs, so we didn't have to.
Do you view that as a positive? Do you like the?
I don't like the break.
The layoff.
I needed a little break.
Yeah.
I needed to reset. I feel like it might benefit the team too. Like
I don't like the break.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think this week would have been like.
Wanted to just roll straight into it.
No, it's been 7 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like that there's so like a couple week break to kind of.
Like 10 days. Because, well, you also have like New England is going to be like 20 plus days without playing.
Yeah. Some of the layoffs are pretty
maybe
extreme.
Maybe
we had some, you know, crowd momentum. We had our biggest crowd of the year. Is that right? 26,000 at the Red Bulls game?
I think maybe. Round one's like what? Saturday, Sunday into like Tuesday?
Yeah, because we're that
and
Tuesday.
I feel like it would make more sense to do like Wednesday, Thursday going into the weekend.
Yeah.
Like 10 days versus like...
I hadn't thought about this angle
almost
of being
like
too long
days.
Of a period of time.
I mean, it's international breaks. It's not like it's random.
That's true. I forgot
but
it was international break.
It kind of stinks, I think.
We have a guy that's been busy on international break, which we can touch on a little bit too.
Yes.
But I don't know. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
But before we get into that...
That's probably why, actually, I didn't think about the international break being the reasoning why they did that.
Yeah.
Because that would be terrible to like, especially like Nashville going into like your first playoff game and not having Zimmerman.
Leal, Godoy.
Yeah.
And Zimmerman.
That'd be terrible.
That would not be good.
Okay. I'm cool with
that. Or Johnston.
Yeah. Final game of the season. Nashville won. Red Bulls won. We had the tailgate extravaganza blowout.
Yep.
FOMO.
It was a lot of fun.
I missed
the heck
it.
Are
I
you
thought,
doing?
I thought,
are you
I,
at?
No, I
I've
thought
got
Nashville.
This, I've got this supporters group that I have to shepherd.
You know what?
Over.
I was supposed to go too. I needed to get my lot shirt. My first one.
I've got
one.
It. Yeah, we'll
I've got. You have it tonight.
I do not have it tonight.
Damn
sorry.
It. Okay. Well, that's
it,
it's all. That's all my fault.
Is it the one you tweeted about? Like
I bought a shirt like months ago. And
oh
I
no! This is the one. We do have this one printed up. The one that we fucked up.
Shots our heaters.
Yeah. They'll be ready for
the 23rd. The lot shirts are cool.
I put in like a request for that one.
It's gonna be sick.
So what was the second design? Because
I
got
can't
I
tell
the
you,
metal
man.
One.
Oh, it's also not a visual.
Oh yeah,
not
that's
a,
right.
Not a visual medium.
Delayed, scandalous. You had to.
Yeah, I'm showing you pictures of it right now.
Wow.
Whoa, that
unbelievable.
Looks crazy. Holy
it is,
shit.
It's incredible, guys.
you will like it. It's a you know a, maybe Hani Mukhtar. I'll see. He's maybe the central artistic
just
element.
Just Hani Mukhtar naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The soccer ball.
Doing a very recognizable thing with another recognizable. Feature of Nashville's
interesting
built environment,
but it's so. Tie-dye, which is what the fucked up part.
Yeah, no, yeah. The
explain yourself.
So I don't know. I don't know a ton about screen printing, and I'm not trying to put the heaters merch department
what
on blast.
Organization are you running over?
But there? You have to get an emulsion to set on the screen via some light exposure.
They had emulsion problems,
and we
you?
Couldn't get the emulsion to set in the correct
it.
Way. We're sorting it out. We're getting it figured
you
out.
You got a screen printing guy because you were supposed to let. We're going to talk to them about getting Paradise Pod t-shirts.
We got a screen printing guy. And when you're the president, you can make the screen printing guy print you custom shirts.
Oh,
so,
baby.
Yeah, it's good. It's got some benefits.
We might have
to
explore this.
The tailgate was sick, I heard.
It was fun. Yeah. Seth, I think when putting together two powerful tailgate forces in
Seth
and Slate.
Yeah.
Seth, the Seth Slate tailgate production hopefully goes into the future. I don't know, though, because I'm curious how tailgating might be with the new stadium.
Yeah, you know? It's going to be hard.
From what we've heard, it's going to be actually, I think, a pretty good setup down at the new expo center that they built for all the state fair stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I guess really not the state fair
was
anymore.
There, hence all the Christmas things. I was just recently over there.
Yeah, so you saw it. So those kind of like open air kind of covered areas, I think that's where they're going to have people tailgating. So I think that will be good from like a power and like covered area setup.
Yeah.
So
it might kind of work.
I don't know, man. We'll see.
My thing is I'm so close here. Like I'm just going to want to maybe have people hear and walk down. I don't know.
I think the first couple years while that area is still being built out is going to be yet another period of transition for the club.
Yeah.
As you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
as it has been basically the club's entire history is like always looking to the next thing. So.
Right. Well, you know, it'll be nice to be pinned down like in our new home. But before we get to that, got to get through this season, or I guess you could say the season is through and we're entering the playoffs. But the Red Bulls match. Tailgate was fun. Walked over, feeling a little, lineup was a little strange.
Miller.
I would say Miller. Yeah. Yikes. So it was a back three of Eric Miller, Walker Zimmerman, Jack Mayer. Jack Mayer on the left of the back three, which is
not good.
A position of a lot of responsibility, you know, for the youngest guy in that group. I thought that was interesting. Then it was Johnston and Lovitz as the wingbacks. We got them Will, Leal, midfield again with them kind of running around either side of Godoy. Mukhtar Sapong up top. So it's like, you know, it's we got the guys. We got Leal, Mukhtar Sapong, Lovitz. Anytime I see those four, I'm like, you know, we can definitely create. But back three ended up being a major issue about 43 seconds in.
I was not even in my seat.
Really?
We were just like, what the? fuck just happened?
Yeah. So just kind of a disastrous, just kind of a calamity of, you know, it was three guys that hadn't played together in a back three before. I don't know if they had. I don't think they had those three. It looked like they had.
No, I don't think they played. I also wouldn't blame all three.
It was sort of a
specific
blame. Yeah, yeah. So one person to
it's kind
to
of
point
a,
the finger.
A series of unfortunate events lead to Fabio, Dagum Fabio for New York. Just kind of dancing around Eric Miller, who was the last man that was back that could have stopped him, and like, I guess he's not the one that you really want.
No, that's a bad matchup for
as
us.
As the very last person to kind of make a stop defensively.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. The fact that he ended up in that position was a result of like the system, but like, you know, the system shouldn't have allowed him to be in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I still find it weird that like it feels like Gary's like there's players that he picks and chooses to like hold accountable for their mistakes, and Eric Miller just does not, because there's been a couple goals that were his fault.
He's
year.
A strange fit for just this team and, in general. Like he doesn't. I don't think he fits as a, you know, as you can see here, like as a center back. He doesn't have a lot of like authority. He's not a very imposing presence.
No.
Enough to maybe play as a center back, like in the back three, and then in the back four, we've never seen confidence in him to be played as a right back in that.
I've heard
position.
Him praised for his versatility, but I don't think he does anything very well.
Yeah,
like he does a lot of things like pretty shitty.
Yeah,
so, I don't know.
No,
the,
I mean I
the
hate
value
to,
of
yeah,
that.
I hate to trash like. Individuals or like single people out, but like
I mean he's professional, like,
he's
open to criticism.
Well, he's always just been a weird fit for in this team,
yeah,
like, you know,
I mean,
from the start, and we've seen him have decent runs, like he's contributed to like
the bar is so low. I mean, because even his first appearance, the first couple appearances were really bad.
Yeah, it was a bad start. I think a lot of people never got that taste out of their mouths, even when he like had some better moments, but like he's always been a kind of a strange fit. I wonder if he's one that we maybe see.
I don't know his contract status, but
go out the door. Speaking
of, I was surprised that we re-signed him, I guess.
Yeah,
the word,
I mean, to your point, I think Gary just, again, there's something that he does,
especially when
we don't see that Gary really
truly I'm not really
he's like, not really
even,
a work rate guy.
And you know, I'm inclined to like try to find like here's why Gary might be playing this person. Sure. Like I'm always doing that, like
even Nealis kind of got held to, he allowed like a goal and hasn't really seen the field since.
Buried. I really liked everything I saw.
I did too. Like there's like one bad instance, but it was like Eric Miller, for whatever reason, can constantly have bad instances, but keeps getting minutes. And it's like,
But you know what? This season has been the season of like the early goal given away at home at Nissan.
Got him right where we want him.
So
right?
It kind of is a poetic way for the season to end, you know?
It was,
And then the fucking MVP, the GOAT, pulls it back, 37th minute.
Unreal.
Again, like, meant to do it. You know, he said, I'm taking a shot on target. I really, you know, there's no way to look at it any other way.
I said this too, like, 10 seconds before he kicked it, that I said, I was like, I hope he just, like,
puts it on frame.
Yeah.
Where were you guys watching from? Were you supporter section?
Yeah.
We were all on the far end of the field.
Yeah. But I was like, I hope he just goes for goal. And sure enough, he did, and it fucking went in.
Yeah.
Though, like, I don't know if it would have been stopped. I think it got like deflected by,
it came off
Red Bulls, and maybe it would have been stopped, but whatever.
But it created such indecision among all parties.
I think it was Fabio once again.
Yeah, I think he was. So,
but yes, like he
really well taken.
Yeah, you don't have to. I mean, it's almost impossible to score there if it's just you versus the keeper. But you put it in that area to hope something, you know, happens. He puts it on frame, which just the skill to kind of curl it into the position that he did was awesome. And like, it's to me, I always say like he will like take responsibility to like pull the team out of bad positions. Like we've seen him have like the equalizer when we've gone down. Like,
he almost finds an extra
gear. He does
gear.
That. Like he doesn't just, he's not like a flat track bully. He doesn't just like run away and like pad the stats in moments when like we're doing really well. I mean he's done that too.
Yeah. So you have the Atlanta game where like
game state
came back.
Yeah.
Two goals down, scored two goals. He's had a couple where like we needed a goal and he was the one that
all year, because that Atlanta
big time players
was,
make big time plays. I mean,
he does.
I think that's kind of as then, cliche as that is.
He does.
I think the Orlando City one was also, we were down a goal, weren't we?
He's done it multiple times.
Yeah.
I mean, like the stats speak for themselves, but like it's not just like padded stats. Like he is so important. Yeah.
I think another thing that was exciting about that goal for me was, you know, far end of the stadium from the supporter section, people were losing their shit down there.
Yeah.
And I thought that was cool. It was like,
yep.
Big crowd, beautiful afternoon. People are into this stuff. Like, it's more than just, you know, kind of a niche group of people that are in this. I think there's increasingly a growing fan support in Nashville outside of, you know, your normal soccer fans.
Yeah, see like a raucous kind of like celebration.
Yeah,
down
and
at
people
that
understanding
end.
What's going on and doing the salute. Yeah. Like it's catching on.
That has grown over the course of just this season.
Yes, agreed.
So that's a cool
very
thing.
Exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I thought so. That was the first half, and then the second half, I just thought was kind of a fun game. You know, like it was a lot of back and forth. I think Nashville wanted to win the game. They pushed the issue. New York had chances. Caden, Braden, Jaden behind Fabio. It's kind of a nice little front too. They connected a couple times.
Yeah.
Either team could have scored and won it. I think Nashville was trying to win it, which is nice. You know, there wasn't a lot of pressure going into the game because we had already clinched our home playoff game.
Yeah.
There was a.
But they tried to win it.
There was a joke tweet about the Caden, Braden, Jaden thing. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah.
But about like how they're like, MLS is so fun because you'll get Caden, Braden, Jaden score like a Golazo goal, and then you'll have Higuain versus
right.
Sitter.
Yeah.
Like, it's like the craziest thing.
Well, something for everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. There's like a kid from Duke that's like, yeah, nutmegging Nani or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's really just my thoughts on the Red Bulls match is like kind of an appropriate match to end the season just because you get Hani Mukhtar in the moment of brilliance that kind of bails us out of giving up an early calamitous goal, which we've done at Nissan a lot.
Oh,
it's how
yeah.
we started the year.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's how we end the year.
Yeah, good bookends for the season.
Exactly.
For the regular season.
It would have been nice to win because I think, like, having second, being a second seed would have been cool.
Yeah. So I suppose, yeah, I guess it does matter. We could have been clearing away in second. Yeah.
Well, if we were second, then we're, like, assuming we win the first game, we're guaranteed two home games.
Two home playoff games. So I guess that is a problem, then, you know, that they weren't able to see that through. But, like, I don't know. I kind of really doesn't upset me that much, you know.
I think two home games would have been sweet.
Well, maybe that makes a difference, though. And, like, I don't know if you guys had any other thoughts on that game.
I mean, we literally did not lose at home. So I think us being at home is an advantage.
Yeah, what do we make of, was it 17 home matches without a loss?
Nope.
Yeah.
Seventh team in history to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of draws, but it's still, I don't know. How impressive is it given all of the draws?
I think it's impressive because I think it's not like, to me, it wasn't like the draws were like, we scrapped out a draw. Like a lot of the draws were like, we dropped the ball and like, we were obviously way better. Like you think of like the Atlanta game when they were like down most of their players and down a man. And then you think of like the Cincinnati and Montreal games, like a lot of our draws at home, we were the dominant team. And like, so it's, I don't think it's that bad personally.
Would you have taken like one loss to have like, you know, one more point, say like a draw turned to a win to, you know, get second?
Oh yeah. I don't give a shit about the
probably
home thing, but
it's a nice thing though. Yeah. And like,
I can't think of one home game that we played that we were like, not dumb like that. Maybe the like first Inter Miami game.
The performances at home were always good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for like bad, crazy errors.
Yeah.
A lot of them at the beginning of games.
Like,
but
yeah, that Inter Miami game, the one that I didn't like, the week three that I didn't go to was in the rain. Like, that's the only game that I can think of that I was like, we weren't the better team. The other 16 games, I think we were the better team at home.
Yeah. And that's nice. Like, you know, you don't always get that. Like, and having poor performances at home is like a frustrating thing when you're going to matches regularly, I assume. But like we've talked about, like we haven't really seen Nashville struggle too much, like in just the 2 years in the league. So like, I don't know. I mean, to like, what would it be like to see the team lose at home? I almost forget at this point.
Yeah, I'd be interested when the last time we lost from home.
Yeah, I wonder. You have to go back to last season, obviously.
Yeah.
But to build that sort of strong home form, like not even in like your actual stadium, like just at Nissan, which we're borrowing, is like, it's pretty cool. I mean, it wasn't the atmosphere was good, but you know, it's still a football stadium that you're purposing for something else. Like, I don't know. I think Gary approached the games differently at home. Like when we couldn't get that road win, we would say like, why can't we just take a little bit of like what we do at home, like being a little more aggressive, playing with like a little bit more of like a higher line, more of a mid block than a low block. Why can't we take some of this home and do it away? Like the approach at home was always more positive. Gary seems to value, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe like putting on a good show at home. I don't know how much of that you can control with your tactics, but I mean the approach would often be different. Like he never sat back at home the way that he would on the road.
No. And I think that's
why the travel schedule impact their preparation going into a game. Like that's like probably a pretty logistical question.
Yeah, maybe they get better preparation at home. I mean, you could see. I mean, it was always tactically it seemed like we were always stronger, better.
Yeah,
during home
maybe
matches.
It's more of a simplified.
I always felt like
no. Maybe that's the reason is he gets just better prep at home. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like it was just a Gary tactics thing. Like he just wanted to sit back and go for the draw and hope he could squeak in a goal.
Yeah, maybe that's just his philosophy.
Because I mean, when he tried, we would still dominate on the road. Like when he would,
we ended up being able to do some more things on the road as the season went on.
Yeah,
like when he would make subs that were like, okay, we're actually trying to go for the win. Like he would, like we would look good.
Yeah,
it was just like it was almost like a choice to be bad on the road sometimes, which was frustrating.
Well, we won't have to be on the road. We'll be playing our first
one game
playoff match at home. But should we do three chalupas from the Red Bulls match?
Sure.
Trill, you want honey?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take Hani, just the obvious choice. Obviously, another great set piece from him.
Could have scored again.
Yes.
Had a really good chance. I think it was off a header.
Yeah.
Yeah, had one that I think he fired straight at the keeper. Wasn't able to put it either side of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he looked dangerous. Cold weather Hani, dude. People forget, too. He's only going to get better as it gets colder.
That's right. That's so. Right. A theory, you know,
it's
spread by this podcast, which I ascribe to.
I think it's just a fact.
Yeah.
What do you think? Chalupa.
So I don't necessarily remember who was good the game, but I'm going to go Cadiz because I remember him playing a really, really good ball to Loba.
Yeah.
Which I kind of feel like Loba kind of botched.
Had a chance, yeah. I know.
It Loba looked like he was really like scared chance. That he was going to like kick the keeper in the face.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of like half-assed the attempt. Yeah. But like if he actually tried, I think that would have been a goal.
Yeah, Loba almost didn't.
Yeah, but
make
that was a
the
really,
run early enough. He was
but I thought Cadiz actually looked really good as a sub.
Yeah.
This game.
Cadiz still might have a role to play. I mean, he was trading minutes last year in the playoffs with Rios. So, you know, we won't probably see as much of him this year if we go on a playoff run as we did last year. But
well, Rios is still out. He's got the walking boot. So
yeah, Loba had that chance, though. What do you – well, I'll do my chalupa first, which is for Joe Willis. Yeah.
I could see – like, my thought –
he had some important stops.
It looked like Loba would, like, didn't want to like kick it into like kick. He thought he was going to kick the keeper in the face. It looked like, yeah, it looked like he, like in a weird way, it looked like he just didn't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Cause it was just
maybe
like
he didn't. Maybe he's just very polite.
So you watch it, like he kind of like hesitated on doing it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't know, but
I wanted to get the chalupas out of the way because a question popped in my head. I wanted to ask you guys, what do you predict the impact of Ake Loba will be in the playoffs? What could he do? What do you think he'll do?
I don't know. Maybe this is maybe he's like a when the lights shine brightest,
yeah,
type guy. And
secret Ake Loba playbook. Yeah. We've been saving him for the playoffs.
Yeah, you.
I don't see that happening at all. Yeah. Man. Yeah, like I think he'll continue to be used as he has been.
Kind no of, chance of a start, maybe in the Orlando game.
It'd be. I can't remember. He didn't start against Orlando in the previous two, did he?
He hasn't started.
No, he hasn't started.
Yeah,
I mean, the last two Orlando matches when, like, have been
since
scraps.
The game when he finally scored. Yeah. He came off the bench.
The only time he starts is when like Hani's not playing.
Yeah,
because for whatever reason, Gary views them as interchangeable.
Sees
pieces.
Them as taking up the same spaces, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess you hope that he shines in the playoffs. Like it's like you know everybody was a little bit. There's more there to see during the regular season, and then like it'd be cool to look back and say like. Yeah, and then we saw Loba just explode when the playoffs started.
I mean, it's a cool storyline. Would love for it to happen.
Yeah. I'm going to will this into being. I mean,
yeah, speak it into existence.
I don't know. Realistically, I think that, yeah, he'll have to try to become a super sub. Like, that's his role as we enter the postseason. And, like,
it can't be a conditioning thing anymore, right? Like, he's got to be game fit. Like,
I think he's fit.
Not, he's not.
And the fact that he's not starting, it's like you're going to get, you know, about 30 minutes to make an impact. Like, do the most that you can with that.
Hard.
Like, be in the game, watching it, understanding, like, ways you might, like, you got to embrace that super sub role right now. Because, yeah, it doesn't seem like he'll
probably I don't think he's looked bad, so I think it's a fine role.
Hopefully we're
him.
Not chasing a goal against Orlando, but, I mean, that's that could see him being
and the, I mean, the
useful
the,
there.
We didn't talk about the, like, the story of playing Orlando. I mean,
yeah,
the whole issue of the last game that we played them, and then now we're playing
the
them
last
first
two.
Round.
Little been... drama, yeah. We can just roll straight on into.
Are we? Are if they had won that game, are they ahead of us in the?
No, they're sixth, and we finished third. So, well, I mean,
but I don't think there's that many points separating.
So they ended on 51. We ended on 54. So yeah, I mean, we were both on. We were on 54 points, tied with Philadelphia in second. Everybody behind.
So
New
they
England.
Would. They,
and then New York, Atlanta, Orlando, all on 51 points.
Wow. So they would be ahead of us.
Really?
Because of wins.
Because they gained 2 points and we would have had no points. We would so we would have been 53 points and they would be 53 points.
If they if we hadn't gotten the bailed out by the call.
Yeah.
The correct call.
Call.
Yeah.
And then but the, you forget they got the draw here on some bullshit.
Yes. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
source,
yeah, yeah, no, it is. Yeah. But
so
I'm saying
give
like,
and take.
But that's a funny storyline that we would be playing probably at I don't actually know where we'd be playing, but Orlando would be third right now.
Damn.
Well,
thank God that didn't happen. Yeah. I'm glad we'll have them at home. And yeah, I guess we can get into previewing Tuesday, the 23rd, first round, MLS Cup playoffs presented by Audi.
Let's go.
2021. We're back. We're back in the playoffs. Let's just comment maybe for a second on, you know, making the playoffs 2 years in a row. I guess, like you said, it's not horribly difficult to make the playoffs.
A lot of teams make the playoffs
in this league.
It's the baseline like expectation, I think.
Yeah. But I guess it's still probably worth, you know, giving them a
pat on the back for
well
sure.
Well done, boys.
We,
I mean,
you know, you host check a that. Playoff game. I mean, I think that's an accomplishment.
That
like,
is. Absolutely.
Maybe making the playoffs isn't as much, but like hosting a playoff game probably is.
Yeah.
And being really, you know, kind of coast to coast, one of the better teams in MLS all year.
Yeah.
Like you, I mean, I don't know if you guys follow that, you know, line chart that, you know, on Twitter that goes up and down every week. Like Nashville kind
of. A certain journalist that does power rankings.
Ben's
got his one. I don't know if you're talking
well,
about
Ben doesn't
one.
Watch MLS, so.
Ooh, get him.
Do you know about this?
No.
Oh, it's, there's this very.
For the record, I'm pretty sure he watches a good bit of
Ben
MLS.
Ben watches a shit ton of MLS. But there's a very vocal subset of the New England Revolution fan base that are very certain that he doesn't watch anybody.
We got to ship Ben up to Boston. Dropkick Murphy style.
Let's get him a ticket. Let's
send him up there.
Yeah.
Have him deal with the rowdy. Southeast.
We go there when there's
a he does a good job of getting them riled up.
Go there for the New England Nashville Conference Final.
Yeah, that's
good.
About
to Foxborough. Yeah. It's like an hour and a half outside Boston.
We need to send Ben right up there as an ambassador.
That's good.
Could be another tea party situation. Yeah. They get rowdy up there in Boston.
Yeah. I do feel like it's like, I feel like it's a meme at this point, though. I feel like New England fans aren't that mad at him anymore.
It's all kind of a running joke.
Yeah.
I
think. Okay. I think it's turning legit. Like, fuck this guy for like, why is he not putting us first? And then now it's turned into like,
it's cool that his power rankings are like something that people look out for, like sort of across the league. You know,
absolutely.
So, yeah, the state of the Eastern Conference playoffs. Well, we can maybe comment on the West briefly too if you guys have opinions on anybody over there. I don't pay too much attention to those.
I got a good buddy that's in Denver that's like a pretty big Rapids fan, so he was pretty stoked to
well
see yeah
well let's just start with that then. Colorado Rapids fueled by
I know, right?
One Dom Baji finishing first in the West.
Goal scoring machine Dom Baji.
What the hell is going on? Did we miss something there?
No.
Dom Baji?
No.
Between Baji and who's it, Madronda?
Jimmy Madronda? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Baji thing, I like him as a player, but it just it didn't work out in Nashville. I'm sure that's one of those where he just found.
Yeah,
you know, go
somewhere else.
Found a better
change scenery, find opportunity.
But the fact that it's for the team that won the West is pretty nuts.
They were solid all season. It definitely kind of things fell their way on decision day, and it worked out for them to finish at the top of the table.
Yeah.
Excited for them.
Sounders, I mean, I think that I don't really know anything about the Rapids, honestly, but I know obviously Seattle at two, dangerous, Jordan Morris coming back. And then Kansas City, I've watched it a couple times this year, and they're good. They're fun to watch. I like Johnny Russell.
Electric player. Very, one of my favorite MLS players to watch.
Yeah, I like watching him a lot. I think that I think I'll be into watching like the MLS playoffs like as a whole this year.
The last couple of years, I've really made a point to try to watch as many of the playoff games as possible.
It's fun.
They're entertaining games.
Yeah, it's always been. Yeah, even before Nashville, I kind of was trying to tune into.
Even before Nashville was in MLS, the Heaters had a big event watching Seattle, Atlanta, I think. Was that Atlanta's first appearance in MLS Cup Final?
I think so.
We all had like a big watch party just watching that event. So
yeah, MLS playoffs are fun.
Always enjoyed the playoffs. I think it's cool this year that Fox is featuring it a little bit more. Obviously, they're not thrilled to have, I think, who's that first round matchup?
So it looks like
Colorado, Kansas City.
Yeah, they didn't
want
Colorado on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, so probably not thrilled about that. But.
ESPN, FS1. We're on FS1, so...
That Tuesday night, I think it'll probably hurt the crowd a little bit. Mm-hmm. People might be out of town, heading out for Thanksgiving or whatever.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be even as good of a crowd as we had for the Red Bulls.
I don't think we'll have anywhere close to that.
That's
I think if we could get to 20, it'd be great.
Yeah. I don't know.
Weather could be very gross.
Yeah, dude, I'll be there and I'll make up for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We've already got the babysitter booked, so we'll be there.
Hell yeah. No, this is for the, this is for the diehards. This is for us. Yeah, a little Tuesday night.
Yeah, if you miss this one, yeah, you.
Yeah, well, I can't close.
Is everybody going?
If it was going to be on the weekend, I wouldn't have been able to go. Yeah. I have to go pay a call to my a dear friend in the Carolinas. But I would have harmed myself if I would have missed this one. I'm really glad it was on Tuesday and not the weekend. It's Orlando.
Kind of a budding rivalry.
It is a rivalry.
Well, I mean, I'd say full blown at this point.
Not even
budding.
It's on the field. It's a rivalry. And,
on Twitter, probably bigger rivalry.
Yeah.
So shout out NSC Twitter.
What do we make of matching up with them on the field?
It's a shitty matchup.
Did you say that was one that you were?
I wanted it just for the story.
Yeah.
Like I realize it's probably gonna be a hard game because I don't think either team has won a game this year against each other.
Nope.
Yeah.
And last year was a little bit back and forth as well. Like I know we won the last game of the year, and then they pretty, I think, had like 5 goals against us another game. So like it was pretty back and forth, but it's a tough matchup. I mean, the thing is that we also at home we dominated them. Like they got 2 gifted goals.
Yeah.
Like that game should have been 2-0.
You said terrible matchup.
Just in terms of difficulty, like I think there were better teams that if we could have slotted into that second spot.
So I guess the other options
or something
like would have been. Like New York, Atlanta.
Atlanta would, I think, been our easiest matchup just in terms of how we've performed.
Yeah.
New York, maybe slightly less difficult.
They're all tough, honestly.
Yeah,
I look at everybody below New England, and it's, I mean, I think, I've watched enough of us playing other teams in the Eastern Conference, to think that, like, yeah, these are the best teams. There's us, and then New York at 4, Atlanta at 5, Orlando at 6.
Sure.
And then the Red Bulls getting in there too.
I want no part of the Red Bulls.
And they've got
I don't want to play the Red Bulls again.
They've got a really consistent playoff streak going, right? It's been like years and years that they've made the playoffs.
The Red Bulls?
I think they're just very consistent.
True. Yeah.
I don't know what it is about them because they're not like you look at their record and they're not good. Like they barely squeaked in.
They're not bad. I think like when they beat us, their record wasn't good. So maybe that's stuck in your mind like wow, they might just have something
was that
on Nashville.
The watch party game where we just went up there and got worked.
Yeah,
yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, and that was our first loss.
No, they were good.
One of the only losses.
They were good during that game, and then they were terrible afterwards.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think they were up and down
and
this
then,
year
like,
for sure.
Yeah, then towards the end of the season, they like came out a little bit, but they were still not great. But for whatever reason, like they just give us fits.
Talented team, well coached team.
I feel like it's just the.
Yeah, no, I don't really want any part of them either, and I'll be very curious how their match against Philly goes. Cause like,
is that how the bracket breaks down?
We
play the winner of Philly.
Yep. So New England skips straight into the conference semis.
Yep.
And then, I guess
2-7.
Yeah,
three,
you've got so
six.
New England will play the winner of New York and Atlanta. That's a fun one. All these games are fun.
Like, yeah.
I'm excited just to watch the playoffs. You've got us in Orlando, and we play the winner of Philly and the Red Bulls.
Yeah.
So
I mean, you're gonna have to beat good teams. It doesn't at this point. There's no shit.
So
there's
either,
no more Cincinnati.
So that's kind of sucks. Is it's either that matchup's either at Philly, which is not a good matchup, or at home to the Red Bulls, which is also rather, a terrible matchup.
You want the home game.
You want the home game for sure.
And
we could get it.
You want to go to Philly? Can we go?
We could. I have Philly connections. I got a Philly Bay. So
what's the date?
I'm tired of going to Philly. I've already gone to Philly like twice this year. I've had enough of it.
You got a Philly what?
I got a Philly Bay. My Bay is a Philly.
Oh. It's like you got a side piece in Philly?
I got a little shoddy in Philly.
Just your main piece.
Yes. No, yeah. The main one.
Love
yeah.
that.
The primary bay.
Never been. Maybe. Well, I don't know what the
Philly
date
is cool.
Be.
She had to go to like a bridal shower thing the first time we went in the past like year. So I just wandered around on my own. It was awesome. Betsy Ross House. Shout out Betsy Ross. That was cool.
Yeah.
Best museum. I haven't been to a ton of great like museums, but like Museum of the American Revolution, favorite one I've ever been to. Highly recommend that. It was awesome. They had a George Washington's war tent, and they do this whole. Like reveal of it, like they explain like the significance of like the war tent. This was like the technology of, comparable to like cars today, like the bells and whistles that you could have in like the highest end luxury vehicle. This was the same for like their war tents, like that they would take and set up in like different places. And they had George Washington's war tent, like that he
like the
ranch it from during the Revolutionary War, and you get to like see it with your own eyes. But like before they bring the screen up and you get to see it, because it's like caged off, it has to be protected from the light and stuff. Sure. They do this like they do a really good job like presenting it and like setting it up. Wow. Anyways, shout out to
Josh.
I love it. I love the museum.
It's very cool.
Josh is pro war.
Yeah.
Very 1776.
Taking a stance.
Jesus, man.
Dude, when it's the U.S. freaking getting our daggum freedom, I love Crazy. It. Also, freaking.
Yeah.
Hey, today you need
shouts
to salute
out to
service,
the vets.
All right? Shout out to all the vets out there.
Yeah. This especially is the salute to service Amarin. Week on Paradise Pod.
Dude, we don't stop saluting service ever.
That's true. Every week is salute to service.
We're saluting every day. We just don't always call it out, but we're saluting today. Shouts out.
Thank
you
for your service.
Orlando's tough. Yeah, I don't know. I see Mueller, DK, Nani, front three. It scares me. Mueller, I think, is an underrated player.
Is Orlando a weird MLS market? Like, I've never really thought about it. They have the Magic and
Disney?
Orlando City.
And Disney?
And Disney. And it's...
Is that it in terms of pro sports? Is the Magic the only other franchise there? Are we missing somebody?
They have, like, they have really big... College
UCF
games.
Is there?
I think UCF is.
That's not really that.
I mean,
Golden like, Knights, baby.
Yeah.
Like 3 years ago, they were like undefeated 2 years in a row.
Yeah, but I guess, I don't know. I wonder if they
mid-major
really love
good.
Orlando City down there. I like the purple. How do you feel about purple?
It's a distinct.
Color.
I love it when a team has like a distinct colorway.
Yeah,
they.
It's like we have that too. You know.
Yeah, and I like that MLS seems to have made an effort to like when you turn the TV on and you see the colors, it's like you know.
Yeah, you should do that as you build.
Yeah, there's probably not a lot of teams clamoring for highlighter yellow.
They have one of the best
gold. Excuse
like,
me.
Attendance, like don't they have like one of the best like fans?
I don't know. It'd be a fun away day to get down there.
I know people.
Too.
I feel like people praise their stadium at least. Like their stadium is really really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, that was before my time when they came in. So I don't know what
they were like
what
one of the
wave
first
expansion.
Yeah, they were one of the first in MLS that like adopted the wall, like the Dorman wall.
Nice.
So people really really like that.
They have a good manager too.
Yeah.
Little, you know, not something you always think of, but Oscar Pereja, he was one I wanted for the U.S. before we got Greg, because he was at Dallas previously and he did really good things there. He is a big part of how like the academy at Dallas got integrated and like brought through into the first team, and like I liked a lot of what he was about and thought he was a really good candidate for the U.S. coaching job. But he's done a good job at Orlando. Let's not look beyond this game.
Yeah.
Because, it'd be a shame if we started thinking about, thinking beyond this game and then lost it. Because we could definitely lose this match.
Yeah.
We've got Daryl DK up
now
top,
that
you
bring
you
know? Up what
They've
this,
got,
now that you bring up the second round matchup, I'm not super confident in either one of those games.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
At Philly or New England Red Bulls at home.
Yeah.
Just like.
But we won games last year in the playoffs.
I think if we can get past Orlando, yeah. I like my chances in the next round, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, we did it last year. Right?
I don't know. Maybe third time's a charm with the Red Bulls.
Yeah. Yeah, we still haven't seen us, really dominate them. I mean, they beat us and then they drew us at home.
They also drew us this game and we were missing our
– What did I just say? We can't look past Orlando.
Yeah. We're missing Romney.
That's very true.
McCarty.
Are we going to have everybody back? What's the – what is the lineup going to look like?
I would imagine – it sounded like – I think – I was about to say Greg. Gary said that like Romney.
Who's a better manager, Greg or Gary?
Just they're the same.
They're the same person.
I want to make you choose, but I'll leave it alone.
Have Have they ever been seen in the same room together?
I don't know.
Oh. I think he had said, like, if this was a playoff game, like, Romney could have played. So I'd imagine Romney's going to play.
Yeah.
I want McCarty back in the midfield. I think, like, I'd like Anunga, but I'm...
No.
Yeah, I'm ready for Godoy. Yeah.
I thought it was McCarty, pretty noticeable when, like, McCarty came in, right?
He did come in.
Yeah, I think I remember being pretty, like, we were noticeably better when he came on.
It's McCarty. It's time for him to just come back in.
I want the OG.
Yeah.
OG back four.
Get
Lovitz.
The band back together.
McCarty was very good in the playoff. I mean, who could forget the
the
run
Miami
from the halfway line against
Miami.
Miami. Like, yeah, you've got Dax McCarty here for this time of year, especially, you know, and he's been a little bit in and out with like injuries and broadcast duties, you know. It's time for Godoy McCarty. Yeah. It's time for. Yeah.
I guess the one question, like lineup wise, is like, are you doing Johnson as your right center back, or are you doing Johnson as your right wing back?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's going to be Mayer again. Yeah. I think it'll be a back three of Mayer, Zimmerman, Romney, because that
makes sense.
Is how we've been the strongest defensively with those three. It puts Johnson in the wing back position that I don't think suits him the best, but we don't have really a better option there. So,
yeah.
So I think by necessity, like I think that Gary will really want to have that back three with Mayer back in there. And I'm happy enough to see that because that's how we've been the most solid. I mean, you can see trying to chop and change the back line, how it did not work in the New York game. So I guess it'll be Lovitz, Johnson, wing backs, McCarty, Godoy, midfield, and then
Leo
Mukhtar Sapong.
MLS front line.
Yep. Yeah. So that has enough to win for me. I think we should. And I think we will. It'll be hard to keep Orlando out, especially if we go up and they are like chasing the game. Yeah. So
kind of why I'm not super worried about Orlando is I feel like our defense with like Zimmerman, Romney, Johnson, Lovitz are playing, like to me, our defense is so much better than their forwards versus their defense and our forwards, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
I feel like there's a smaller gap.
I think their attack is their strength. Our defense is our strength, probably.
Strength on strength there, but we're...
But then going the other way...
We're strength on
I think
not
so.
A strength.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why that. I think, like, yeah, I think Mukhtar, I think our front can capitalize where I don't really like if we're playing our best like back five, I guess.
Yeah.
Like I think we can shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, we did last home game. It just DK got gifted a PK and then they got a corner that wasn't a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Predictions?
Yeah. I mean, I think it'll be 2-1 Nashville.
Okay.
I think that we will. I don't know. I hate making predictions. I don't know. I want us to win, so I'm just gonna will it.
I'm gonna call it 3-1 Nashville. I think we get up early and cruise.
Damn, I'll say 3-1.
I'm feeling optimistic.
Yeah, I mean we should. There's no reason
we've been
to
here before,
not be, but you know it's single elimination. Like,
yeah, I mean no margin for error whatsoever. Yeah.
Anything could happen.
I'll go 3-0.
Damn,
love it. Clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
Clean Jakes.
Clean Jakes. Gary's going to be hype.
You're not too worried about Orlando then.
I mean, we just hyped him up.
This is the assumption that Lovitz, Romney.
It should be. Yeah. We should assume
Zimmerman.
That.
There's no reason
Mayer
to think that.
And Johnson are back five because I don't think we've had that for a couple games now.
That's a very strong back line too.
Two of them have been on international duty. Romney's been hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I think, yeah. And I think the team knows how to play.
Lovitz was hurt. And then
this is a team with playoff experience at this point now, too.
That's right.
Despite just our 1 year in the league. So, yeah. We should get past Orlando, but it'll be tough. And we could lose. The season could be over.
Yeah.
Anything can happen. But Donald was saying, if we go out there and do our thing and Orlando plays their best game, I think we win.
Yeah. I think our best game
beats
Orlando's best game. That's correct. I think that's the correct take.
I don't think there's any area that they, you know, our defense beats their offense. Our offense is probably better than defense.
Yeah.
Do we win the goalkeeping matchup? Probably.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, any other thoughts on the playoffs at large? Like, maybe we shouldn't get too ahead of ourselves.
Well, I mean, who would you rather see? I mean, we were kind of talking about it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Obviously, with the home game.
I'd rather have the home game.
Yeah.
Philly doesn't scare me. You know, I've said that. So if it's Philly.
Did we draw up there or did we get beat? We got beat.
We got beat up there, but it was like a fluke handball from Taylor Washington. Like
that wasn't right.
Like, didn't we?
But we beat them at home.
Yeah. They don't.
But it was also, again, like, I think that was a Sapong scored like 1 minute into the game and then nothing happened the rest of the game.
I back us if it's Philly to go up there and beat them. I really do.
Philly is tough, though, because, I mean, they have the better keeper who can also steal games.
Yeah.
I mean,
you like the hot goaltender theory? Is that playing soccer as it is in hockey?
I think in the right, it's Andre Blake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, Andre Blake could literally just steal a game.
Stand on his head?
Yeah. I mean, he's the second best keeper in the league?
Yeah.
We also won a playoff game, you know, in extra time last season. You know, if, you know, they could hold us, it could be nil. I don't know. Let's, you know, this is if we get past Orlando. Yeah. So,
But you obviously want the home game.
You want the home game. And I'll be nervous if we have Red Bulls at home because they're dangerous. And I think they match up good against Nashville for some reason. But if we go to Philly, I back us to go up there and win. I have a feeling on that. I don't know.
So, also, is New England going to flame out? I mean, Supporters Shield is like the curse, right?
I don't know. I mean, they're going to have...
Philly had it last year and lost.
Yeah, crapped out.
Who do you think gets out of New York and Atlanta? It's in New York.
New York.
Is that they where
feels
they
like New York.
What of the various stadiums that they've played in this year are they actually playing that
question.
Game?
Yeah,
are they
going to
play it at the old?
Is it
know?
In New Jersey?
Yeah,
is it,
so it should be Yankees because Yankees post baseball.
Yeah, I guess they'll have their pick.
Okay.
But I would say, if I had a pick, I would go. Yeah, we could do first round predictions.
I can't see New England flaming out. I think New England will be either one of those.
Yeah, games. I mean, you know, steady hand at the till.
I want Bruce Arena. I want New England, dude. I want.
I mean, it is the kid. It's same as President's Trophy in hockey, right? Like, it's you win that, and it's almost the kiss of death. Like, you're not going to go on and win the tournament.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm trying to think of recent Supporters Shield winners, and if they
Philly also last year did not lose at home at all.
Okay.
Some like Nashville this year won the Supporters Shield and then lost at home.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't see them. I mean, I think the only team that beats them, gets to the conference finals and beats them is fucking Nashville SC, dude.
That's
it's got to be us.
I mean, we've had their number all year.
It has to be us.
For who?
New England.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Why not us?
No.
Why not Nashville?
I would love to play New England.
It would be great, too, for the Mukhtar versus Heel aspect and to see you know the true MVP come out of that
and see Romney pocket Buska.
So again, the last team to win
MLS
Cup
this year
with winning the Supporter Shield was Toronto in 2017.
Okay, yeah, so it doesn't it's been a minute. That was a very 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 good team,
and it's
that was the best like Altidore Bradley Toronto
it happened
team.
A couple times in the 2010s, but it doesn't happen often.
Yeah, I don't think that there's. I mean, I don't know. Like,
it's also Bruce Arena. So
there's teams.
Yeah, I think that makes a huge difference.
Bruce Arena makes a difference, and then there's teams in the West that like I don't really care where like Seattle comes in seated. Like I know that they're gonna show up like in the playoffs, just because they just have that pedigree. You could almost maybe say the same thing about Portland. I don't really know anything about them this year, but I don't know if we know that about New England yet. I guess we're about to find out. I mean, this is Bruce Arena's second year in New England. I'm not sure, but you know, it's he can put a stamp on this New England team the same way that he did in LA. I don't know, but I think Nashville can get him. But let's get Orlando first and see where we go from there.
Gotta take care of business.
Nah, we had one, but I don't know.
Really when are we talking about US?
Yeah.
I forgot about the U.S. I got so excited about Nashville.
Yeah, we actually watched the game together.
Yeah,
good little times. Bonus.
We had one question.
Bonus U.S. men's national team talk. We watched it together. Trill came. Robbie, shouts out Robbie. Come to the pod, coward. we watched it at tailgate as we've
shout
been
out AO for another successful
tailgate's a great
event.
Spot for it. Yep, AO Nashville is great there.
What were the names of the beers that you were drinking?
I had the Tokimon. They try to do like. I don't know if you're aware, but apparently hops are like a cousin of the devil's lettuce.
They are.
Yeah. So they really try to play into that with I had Tokimon, and then I also had it was like the Sonic the Hedgehog Chronic Killer Hazy IPA or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
There we go.
Really yummy. Rolls off the tongue.
Tailgate beers are good.
Yep.
The US game against Mexico was a lot of fun. In my opinion, that was the that's the most fun I've had watching the U.S. play.
Probably since
maybe
like
under
World...
Greg, honestly.
Yeah, I would say that
we've had success, but it wasn't always.
I don't
fun.
Think that's a hot take at all.
It was often like us coming back after a disastrous kind of first half to right the ship in the second half. Yeah. I know we won two trophies
kind of
this summer
the day
with them
or something,
but it wasn't always like fun from the start. Like the approach, like Brendan Aaronson's pressing from the front in this game was just like, God, I love that shit.
Yeah, I'd say probably most fun since the what was it, 2014 World Cup.
Yeah,
we haven't had a lot of games in between there, and when we did, we weren't good because we went through a little transition of like being too old, and the young guys being too young.
But I mean, we've had success this summer, but like I just think the approach from Greg, was more optimistic than he sometimes
in a high stakes game that he didn't necessarily have to win. To see them going for it.
But it's a World Cup qualifier against Mexico.
Yeah,
and like,
I love it.
The approach was ballsy. Like, it was it was a very, very high press. It was like...
Which is usually what feels like Mexico does to us.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of felt like kind of roles were reversed.
Kind of bullied. Well, it was definitely going to allow them to get some chances on the counter, which the front three that they have, like, could have scored. I mean, it could have not paid off for them.
There were some... Some
there are
tense
two chances.
Moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two really, really good chances. But
Jimenez, Corona, Chucky Lozano. It's a pretty nasty front three.
No doubt.
And so this was an approach that was going to let them get chances on the counter. But like Greg backed his guys to be able to take it to Mexico with his approach. And he got rewarded for his little bit of a risk, I would say, a little bit of ballsiness. So
helps when you have.
It was fun.
Best center back in MLS.
He put he put a stamp on it for sure.
He's kind of going to make himself into like a regular important starter for the U.S., isn't he?
I think people
are saying this, but I tried to hold back a bit.
We're very biased,
like,
obviously.
I'm biased because I'm watching it. But he does for the U.S. what he does
for Nashville.
For Nashville. Like the question is, like, will he be able to step up and take it to another, to like a higher level of play? But he always does, Walker. Yeah. He always rises to the occasion. We haven't seen him.
He looked like he belonged out
there. He always
does
for the
U.S. One of the better players on the field, frankly.
Yeah, a lot of people had him as man of the match.
I saw Landon Donovan had him man of the match. Andrew Wiebe had him man of the match. I think
people are starting to think of him as being important to the team. I think he could be.
Whittingham
he also
was
suits
him praise.
A high press like that, and we don't get to see him do that always for Nashville. Yeah. Like, he'll be aggressive on his own and try to kind of go win the ball, and we've seen it at times. I remember there was one match for Nashville when he was like in the middle of a back three and he really got to kind of go ball hunting. It was awesome, but we don't get to see him do that a lot. But it kind of suits him because he's very aggressive, and I think maybe a partnership growing with
Miles
with another
Robinson.
Dirty South center back.
Yeah. I'd like to see, I'm excited to see him play with Richards because that's like the kid that everyone's high on. So I'd like to see if there's like any chemistry between Richards and Zimmerman.
For now, I'm happy to see him just with Miles Robinson.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of a nice pairing. I think.
I think Miles made.
I think he'll cover for Walker a little bit. I think he likes to. I think he's
more conservative.
Yeah, they suit each other well.
Walker can
go
in
both,
like an aerial.
I think
duel
both
or something.
Robinson's a little more composed.
Yeah. Well, both
I think,
chances,
a little more calm.
Both big chances Mexico had this game were, I think, Miles Robinson mistakes. So,
but then subsequent recoveries as well, right?
One. No, Yedlin had a recover
Yedlin
for one.
One. Yeah,
and then
who's definitely lost a step, but it was, I guess, good to see.
And then
there.
I think
the neck tat was.
I think
popping.
Someone else covered for the other one. I don't think Miles covered for that one.
Well,
but so it wasn't the best game for Miles. I also like Miles. I'm just saying it also wasn't.
Yeah.
The
well,
best
anytime
game.
You get two yellow
you just
cards.
Want whatever the youngest option that plays in Europe is.
No, I just I'm interested to see that it's Jamaica. So who gives a shit? Like,
yes, so we got a game Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got some.
So I'm interested to see that
there.
Matchup, but I'm excited for Zimmerman because like
it's early in the afternoon, sort of. Because
I was
it's
checking
weird kick.
I was checking the
it'd be hard for me to watch it.
The lineup, Twitter, and like the tweets and everyone just like kind of why is Zimmerman playing? And
when
it's
is
nice
that
like people are now
Tuesday.
Tuesday at 4. It's nice seeing now people like. Actually giving Zimmerman respect after the game because they were like, oh, well, he might be our best center back.
Well,
now.
That will lead to people respecting Nashville, too, to bring it full circle. Like, you know, people see a new expansion team in the league, even in a second year when we've made the playoffs, which is just like, who's on that team? Like, whatever. But, like, Zimmerman, like, having a Nashville SC player that is becoming like an important starter for the US, like, is huge for Nashville SC.
Well, and playing that out here locally, having a very marketable player, I think he's very relatable.
Yeah.
Having him on a World Cup roster, which, you know, that's going to attract all sports fans.
No, I was psyched to tell
my dad.
That's
a great storyline.
I was psyched to tell my dad, who's like a soccer casual. He kind of enjoys it a bit. I was like, yeah, we're going to have, you know, a Nashville SC center back starting this game. You got to make sure you watch it. Because I was talking to him that day. I said, you need to watch the U.S.-Mexico game tonight. So, something to be proud of. That's fun. Anything else we need to...
Anthony Robinson looked great.
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah.
Sergiño Dest still to come in.
Yep.
Yeah, and this wasn't even our best lineup.
No.
We're missing...
Pulisic to score off the bench and...
Yeah.
Man in the mirror,
yeah,
baby.
Pulisic didn't... 90 minutes, we're missing Gio Reyna. Like, I'm curious what's going to happen when Greg has a full squad. Like, what are you going to do?
That's why they pay him the big
because
bucks, right?
You now have Brendan Aaronson, who I don't think – I know people, like, brought up, like, he should start over Pulisic, but, like, those people are just stupid and a little reactionary.
I don't know, man. I mean, Brendan Aaronson made the system work.
Jesus Christ, Josh.
Look, I'm on the record. I would make my whole U.S. men's national team centered around getting the best out of Christian Pulisic.
You're going to start
Brendan
Aaronson?
I'm just saying,
Aaronson?
In that match, Aaronson made, it was the straw that stirred the drink in terms
Aaronson
of the
also,
press.
Yeah, against the press.
Out of necessity.
Against the press, but also he was probably the worst one on the field in the first half, outside the press. Like, going forward, he missed a bunch of passes. Then he missed a chance where he just, like, looked at the ball and didn't even...
Yeah. A lot of people... I'm not obsessed with Brendan Aaronson like some people are, but, like...
But you're trying to make an argument that you'd play him over possibly one of the best players in the world?
No, I didn't say that.
You literally just try to make that argument.
He played great in that game.
Okay, but you're not playing him over Pulisic.
Probably not.
If Pulisic.
Probably not. I'm not making that argument, but probably not.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could say, yeah, you should have started Pulisic, but like Aaronson,
I'm not saying you
played,
should start
like
him.
Started, played, and was this important in a great win. So.
I'm not saying you should start him this game in Mexico. I literally said with a full squad, healthy full squad.
Yeah. I'm not sure how Reyna works his way back. I don't know how he fits. Like, I don't want him in the midfield three. I don't want him out on the wing.
I think, and
we've
seen probably
him play
bad.
Out on the right
it's
wing,
probably but. Not a good answer, which I put in the group me. Like, Weah can play the nine.
We didn't even talk about Weah.
He's played it.
Weah was
he
great.
Looked.
He's played the nine.
Robbie
before.
Winger himself would say Weah is a natural winger because that was what one thing I was
think
wondering
that was his
about.
Spot. I think
is
I think,
like is Weah like he looks.
He's
big,
looked good in the nine.
Looks like a striker that gets shunted out wide. Robbie was saying, like, no, he's a winger. And he had a classic
he is a
winger,
really,
great
no,
match.
He's a really,
so.
Really good. I mean, you know how long I've been on the winger train.
Yeah. Yeah, so where do you view him then?
I think he is a winger, but I know he can play the nine because he's played it and he's looked good in the nine.
Yeah.
So in my mind, when you're like, you have, for me, you have to start Pulisic, who's your probably your best player. And your second best player is probably Gio Reyna.
Yeah.
Healthy. Again, this is assuming everyone's healthy.
So a way to play them is in a front
three
so
the
with
Weah. Yeah. I mean, you could maybe. Play. That's... The thing is, I also, you could play Weah in the, or not Weah, Reyna, like kind of in
Let's
the midfield.
Kind of interchange.
You could play him in the midfield, but I really liked what I saw to Musa. And like, I don't want
to
change.
Musa has to
I don't
want to
change.
Yeah.
I don't want to change that three midfield that Musa
either.
McKinney.
He was covering
that's
so
midfield,
much
yeah.
territory.
So
that's
the only the way to get that midfield to stay. Mm-hmm. And get Pulisic, Reyna, and then, in my opinion, Weah
yeah,
has
maybe.
Looked really good, is that lineup.
Yeah.
Which means Pepe's not playing, but I don't know,
he's
man.
A great guy to bring off the bench.
He's
I mean,
a great
Pepe
guy
is.
To bring off the bench, yeah.
And
excellent.
It's almost
so,
an embarrassment.
So, yeah, I think Weah is better on the
I mean,
wing.
Knock on wood.
But
no, you're right.
If you want to get Pulisic, Reyna.
Oh, look at dirt under the Christmas
and,
tree.
And Weah. You could just bring Weah off the bench. It is. But if you want to keep Weah in, you can play him at the nine. He can play the nine, so.
Yeah. I'd like to see it.
Yeah. But, yeah. Which, I mean, speaking about Musa.
Beast. He was incredible.
Yeah.
Beast.
Yeah. U.S., good. Nashville, good.
Yeah.
Soccer, what a great sport.
It's the best sport. I'm so excited for the playoffs. I hope we don't lose to Orlando.
That'll be a real kick.
You know, people are going to go crazy if Stefan starts for Jamaica.
I don't know.
If he starts, I mean, I think that Greg's answering the keeper question.
Stefan had a couple good stops.
Yeah, I think I like.
I'm happy enough to see either one.
I like how he plays out of the
Who's
back.
Who's better with
Turner.
The ball at their feet?
It's definitely Stefan, I think.
Yeah, that really made that back
line go. They brought that up of like, I was listening to like Weeby and all them and Matt Doyle and stuff like that. And they were like, when Turner like plays out the back, he kind of just kicks it.
Yeah.
And like, there's no really like, I'm going for the, like to go to the spot. He just kind of kicks
it's
it.
More
to,
the
like,
shot stopper.
Yeah.
Stefan's more kind of cultured.
Where Stefan is like passing it out the back. Yeah. He's not just,
I mean, he plays for Man City. Yeah. So he's got that built into his training.
He's training
and into
that
his,
day
and
day out.
He's Ederson's backup. And Ederson is one of the best in the world in terms of passing.
Probably
his goalkeeper.
Is the best, but yeah. I also best, like, right. I also like, Stefan was like, when he would, do a save, like catch a save, his instinct was like, let's go, like let me pass the ball to someone real quick and not like
it makes a
slow
difference
down.
Especially when you play
especially this game where we were like trying to counter really quick and pressing really quick, like we're trying to go fast. I like that more than what Turner does. So I think Turner's probably the better shot stopper, but I think Greg probably thinks that Stefan fits what he wants to do.
Turner's gonna be ending his season in tears when Nashville ships up to Boston, led by Ben Wright.
Man,
freaking win! Let's go.
But Turner also can't be mad because where he was at like a year ago.
No, he's fun.
Where he's like wasn't. It was like
yeah, he's a fun star. I like
Stefan Hovrath was ahead of him and like, all right, man, you're the second keeper now. Like,
yeah, no, it's fine. I'm happy enough to see either one of them. I don't really care.
Yeah, but
Stefan was a good part of the approach.
He had really good saves. That one.
Good saves. All right. Let's sign off. Anything else we need to hit?
Is that it?
Did you have any listener cues?
I don't think
we had one.
We
way over time? I don't feel like a...
Hour 8, but I think this is perfect. I think...
Okay.
Well, hour 10 app is... It's just what the
Joe wanted
to
ask had the better final score predictions, but I feel like it was probably
we got
me.
Him.
I feel like it was me.
2-1.
No, of this season. Like,
oh, somebody go back and figure that out.
One's going to go back and figure that out. But if I had to guess, it would probably be me because I feel like you like.
I like making predictions because it's fun, but it is a folly. Like, it's it's stupid. Sure. It's a stupid thing to do. And like,
I feel like you also had a lot that were like just bullshit predictions. So like, I feel like I probably had the better
predictions. Yes, and that's the reason why.
Right,
sometimes
it's just like blind optimism.
I would just say whatever I think the funniest thing would be. Yeah.
All right. Well, Jamaica next.
Yeah.
No,
you do not want to end this episode.
I like talking about the U.S.
We'll
this is why I wanted. This is why I wanted to do it after Jamaica game because I wanted to talk about.
We're gonna beat
games.
Jamaica. We're gonna beat Orlando.
Really, you'll have time for another one before.
I'm not doing another one.
Yeah,
do another what?
I said I'm not doing another podcast before the next game.
No, this is gonna be good. But we'll get Epps in between every playoff game for sure.
Yeah,
that will be easy enough to do. Trill dog.
Thanks for having me.
Back in the cut, dude. Feels good when you are on the beat.
It's a pleasure to be here. We got to go back and tabulate caps. I think I'm back in the lead.
Are you back ahead of Seth?
I think.
You guys are...
back and forth.
You guys are the top two. It's back and forth. Yeah. So,
shameless plug. Watch Fulham on ESPN+. If you get a chance.
Pressing
really, really attractive.
Watch the Cottagers.
Really attractive style of football right now. Alexander Mitrovic, man of the month.
Championship.
How's Tim Ream look?
Solid as always. I mean, he's great championship
great
level
championship
player
yeah.
exposed in the Premier League.
Yeah.
So, but Anthony Robinson, week in and week out.
Yeah. I saw a graphic that they compared Preston North End to. They were comparing like MLS teams to like their European equivalent, and Preston North End was Columbus Crew.
I have no idea of how to square that circle at all.
I meant to bring that up. Like,
I feel like that's pretty generous for Preston.
Yeah, Columbus has had more success probably recently.
Yeah,
shouts out Paul, but you know.
I forget what Nashville was.
Well,
I forget what Nashville was compared to.
Something we can look forward to. Donald's going to look that up, and we'll have that for you next time. We're going to sign off here because I got to go pee. Cheers. Come on, you boys in gold. Bye-bye.